Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, we're going to just jump right into it. You know, God spoke to me in my abiding time about being prepared about the suddenlies, Pat. The suddenlies that are upon us. And God, I'm telling you, I feel so stirred in my spirit that he's, as well, he's told me, others, you know, many people in the body of Christ.
Right.
That the church is entering into a season of suddenlies that are really just going to blow us away. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, you know, we need to prepare ourselves because when the suddenlies of God come into your life, you need to get ready. It's time to put on your roller skates. It's time to get moving because when God catches you up in what he is doing, he just comes to take over. And it's just time to be ready. And I'm telling you that one of the things that we've been praying for is a powerful move of God, you know, not just another encounter or a meeting. I mean, God, we encounter God all the time when we meet with him and worship and read his word and he blesses us with his presence. What we're talking about is an outpouring. We're talking about a revival. We're really talking about a great awakening that sweeps across the land that changes every segment of society and changes the church and causes everyone to fall in love with Jesus. And when you fall in love with Jesus, everything changes. It just does. You know, the grass looks greener. The flowers look more beautiful. Things that bother you used to bother, don't bother you anymore because you understand that, you know what? This too shall pass.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about what tomorrow holds because now you know the one that holds tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, let me tell you, you can face whatever you're facing today. You can go through whatever you're going through when you truly know and encounter him, when you experience who God is and what he means to the world and what he means to you in particular. But there's a time of refreshing that's going to come, a time of revival for the church. And this is something that he is going to be doing. Oftentimes, you know, men happen to get in the way, Steve. You know what I'm saying? You know, they get in the way, and sometimes they think it's about what they're doing. But let me tell you, the move of God that's coming is going to be what God is going to do. He's the one that's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And he will choose who he wants to use and who, you know, this is his show. You know what I mean? This is what God's going to do. And he reminded me that oftentimes, you know, as flawed men, you know, people look at the outward appearance. But God is the one that looks at the heart. You know, God is getting ready to use a bunch of nameless and faceless folks, man. That's going to just, it's going to be amazing. 700 ministers in his cabinet. He's going to use at one time to minister to 250,000 people. And I'm excited. You know, because suddenly are these moments that they quickly come upon you, Steve, and when they come upon you, they change everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just change everything. But, you know, it was and then it wasn't.
That's right.
You know, when I think about Saul when he was just going looking for his donkeys, his father's donkeys, and he's just going out doing what his father asked him to do, and then all of a sudden he has an encounter. He has a suddenly and bam, you know. He winds up coming out anointed king of Israel. How does that happen? All he was doing that day was doing what his father asked him to do, and he was going to get some donkeys, and he comes back king. You know, I think about blind Bartimaeus. It was just some testimonies of some suddenlies. You know, here's blind Bartimaeus. He's hanging out in front of his property. He can't see, but all of a sudden, you know, he has good hearing. So he's giving his testimony. You know, I heard a commotion coming down the road. You know, I heard a commotion and it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was passing through my village and passing through my town. Mm-hmm. And he just happened to be on my street.
Yeah.
And so as I'm hearing this blind Bartimaeus talking, right, he's giving his testimony. He says, man, I cried out. I pounded my chest. Son of David, have mercy on me. Man, those guys tried to shut me down, told me to be quiet, but those suddenly was upon me.
Yeah.
I understand that Jesus was passing through, and I screamed all the louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. And it drew Jesus to me.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, and that suddenly that day, all of them was just messing with those cows, messing with the sheep. I got my eyes back. I was blind, man, but now I can see. Jesus touched me. I'm talking about the suddenlies. You got to be prepared. I think about the woman at the well. I mean, here's this woman that Jesus encounters, I believe, in John 4. And all she did was go out and get some water. Mm-hmm. That's all she was doing that day, going out and getting some water. And all of a sudden, she encounters this man. And she says, this is her testimony. She's saying, you know, what would she say? There was this man, he was peculiar. I should have known something about him right from the beginning. He wasn't like any ordinary man. There was something special about him, something emanating about him. I just felt loved and warmth, and I just felt like my whole life was exposed. In fact, he read my mail, Pat. He told me everything.
Told my stuff.
He told my stuff, and in that one encounter, all I was doing, Pat, was my job. I was getting some water. And he changed my life. Mm-hmm. He spoke to me the secrets of my heart. My heart melted, and I had to run back into my village and my town and tell everybody.
Tell everybody who he is.
I was compelled. I urged them. You got to come see him.
Yeah.
And I remember that suddenly, she says. I remember that day when the whole village mm-hmm. came on out to see uh-huh. him
mm-hmm.
because of a suddenly
mm-hmm.
that happened in my life. I think about the disciples when Jesus told them, hey, listen, go meet up in that upper room and just wait and pray. And so now they're giving their testimony, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, oh, man, we prayed this day. We prayed the next day. We just prayed and gathered together and just prayed. And we just kept doing it because what Jesus said. He said, wait. So this is just what we did. And we were faithful and we just honored the Lord. And then there was a suddenly.
Amen.
And that day came, bam, and it was a wind that came, a mighty wind that came into yeah. filled the whole house, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit. It was like, bam, here it is, you know, and that day didn't only change our lives, but it changed the history of the church forever. And so I'm talking about the suddenlies. You got to get prepared. You got to get prepared because let me tell you, when God comes upon you and there's a suddenly in your life, you become to encounter God and things will change. You know, I've had many, many suddenlies in my life,
mm-hmm.
but there's one that I remember quite distinctly. And it's actually my first suddenly that I really could remember. And it was the day that I got saved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pat, I don't remember anything happening weeks that were, you know, giving me hints something was going to happen to you.
Uh-uh.
I don't remember in the coming days, get ready. No, I didn't have those feelings.
No warning at all.
No clues, no indications. Even that day, I thought, and here's the thing about suddenlies. There's no, God's not surprised. We are, you know what I'm saying? God's always at work. He's uh-huh. always weaving something for us and planning something for us. He has nothing but beautiful plans in store for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
God has plans. It was hope, future, Jeremiah 29:11. And so I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was that day that all I did was come to a Brownsville revival service where this man called Steve Hill, they said, was preaching. I mm-hmm. didn't know who Steve was. I didn't. It was very early on in the revival.
Mm-hmm.
And that day was a suddenly in my life. I gave my life to the Lord. I responded to the altar. I went to shake Steve's hand and bam, I fell down like a fish out of water, started shaking and flopping all over the place. I felt the presence of God in that one encounter, heard God's voice for the first time in my life. And that day, that one suddenly encounter planned by God, bam, changed the trajectory of my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be said of countless people.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you that God, I mean, the suddenlies are upon us. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Got to prepare yourself because when the wave comes, man, all you can do is just ride the wave. It's just the wind of his spirit, the outpouring of his blessing, the outpouring of his glory. And, you know, you're maybe watching us right now on VFN TV. You might have been flipping through channels and bam, there it is.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is your suddenly. Maybe you clicked on Facebook and you said, I'm just going to listen to it. Bam.
Yeah.
This could be your suddenly. Maybe you podcast or however the many ways you connect to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program on the Torch, and you're listening and you're saying, oh my goodness, hey, maybe this is your suddenly. God's trying to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants you not to know of him and about him. He wants you to know him. And he wants to know you. And this is a journey. He wants to walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you, give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Let him love on you and you love on him and grow in this relationship. Because I'm telling you that, you know, life is but a vapor. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow, and we will spend eternity somewhere. My goodness, I just don't want to spend my time here with God, but I want to spend eternity with him. You can too. Get ready for that suddenly. Turn and make him the Lord of your life and the lover of your soul. We're just talking about the suddenlies of God. And when God moves upon you, let me tell you, you don't have time to prepare now. Get ready. Get ready. You don't want to be caught. Oh, my goodness. The outpouring is happening. God's moving upon us. And you want to be right where God has told you to be. You know what I mean? There's nothing like God moving. Mm-hmm. You're like, where am I?
Yeah, right.
I missed it. You don't want to miss it. You want to be ready doing the Father's business. And I know this, God's been speaking to all of us.
And yeah, and it's really exciting just thinking about just those suddenlies that happened when you read those stories and those individual lives in the Bible. And it's just like God was speaking to me about the same thing. And recently in my abiding time in John 19, during that moment when Jesus is standing before Pilate, and you can, in verse 5, it says, when Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." And the Holy Spirit just stopped me, because so often, like for me, like you get so caught up and say, well, yeah, you know, Jesus is God and he did all these miracles and the awesome things. But God was just reminding me, it was just like, he took on our frame as a man and walked out that life in that morning abiding time with the Lord and preparation and preparation and preparation. And then God just began to take me through the word and just through those suddenlies.
And fully God, fully man, right?
Yeah, fully God, fully man. But Jesus also says in his word that greater things will you see.
Come on.
Greater things will you do. And it's just like, wow. But what God really, really began to encourage me was just like reminding me of what had happened. You look at Moses and the miracles that were done.
Mm.
The parting of the Red Sea, the water from the rock. What God did through the kings and We've talked many times before about the many kings, Josiah,
right,
the prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. You look at, like you're saying, what God did at Pentecost, what God did in recently, in a few hundred years recently from now, is just the great awakenings and Jonathan Edwards and Charles Finney and John Wesley and the men and women that were just so hungry and just on fire and just wanted more God in their lives. And they did not want to waste a moment, knowing the fact that, like James said, this life is a vapor. You look at the Welsh revival, you look at just other just pillars of God, of men of God, like Leonard Ravenhill and David Wilkerson and Bob Jones, like you're saying, those suddenlies, and it's just like those, they didn't just happen.
Right.
That there was a season of preparation, a season of hunger, and like the Lakeland outpouring and even the revival that's going on in Argentina. But then God just even went above that, and what he said to me was just like, these came before you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These were just movements of just like, I'm building. That's that swell of that well.
Yeah.
Like those are those ripples upon the sand, those ripples on the beach. And you're like, something big's about to come.
Yeah. And that's important what you just said about that there are suddenlies, but there's preparation. You know, the suddenly is when God says now. The suddenly is not, you know, but there's a time of preparation, a time of sowing, a time of preparing and listening and going after God and prayer and nonstop being engaged in the things of the Lord. And as you're just worshiping and doing what God has told you to do, faithful in the harvest.
Yeah.
Faithful in the harvest. Faithful in your love to God. Faithful in loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Bam.
Will you be faithful with the small things?
Mm.
Will you be faithful where God has you now,
right,
regardless of where he takes you, because you're just thankful that you're doing with God, you're being with God.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And those are those moments, because it's just, that's where the exciting thing is. And when you look at those past suddenlies and what had happened and what was going on in the world back then.
Right.
And you look at it and what God said to me, it's just like, never before has there been just so much darkness in the world and just the things that are going on. But the greatest thing is just like God's bigger than that.
Way mm-hmm. bigger.
And never before will there be the light in the world and the glory that's gonna cover the earth.
Amen.
And God's gonna pour Himself out, and it's that's gonna right. be awesome.
Listen, where sin abounds, His grace much more abounds. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We can't get caught up in the darkness. You need to be caught up in the light.
Amen.
You know, this is the world is ripe for a move of God, and I'm seeing such hunger in the hearts of people, mm-hmm. God's people, that are saying they're desperate, there has to be more, and there is more. Listen, God is getting ready to do something. This wave is coming upon us, and it's time for us just to get all in and jump into what God is doing. He's moving now, and I'm just so stirred. I know many of us are. But our country needs a powerful move of God. I mean, right now, things, you know, if you miss one of our previous programs, we're in such a vulnerable place as a country. You look at what's happening in America in particular. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's many things happening around the world, but we're so vulnerable. And vulnerable means to be weak. It means to be exposed. You're lying naked out there. You're uncovered and unprotected, and we're exposed. We have borders that are totally unprotected. We have things that are happening in Mexico where millions mm-hmm. of folks are passing through. Definitely hundreds of thousands have passed through our borders. And they're not all Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming from all over the world. You have only 2% of America's population actually prepares food for the other 98%. That's huge. That's huge.
Right.
You talk about vulnerability. It's like that 2% better be faithful because Pat needs his steaks. Pat needs his steaks and he needs his protein bars.
Pat needs
his stuff. You know what I mean? And so if that 2%, something happens to the food, then what, right?
That's right.
You look at our military where they're downsizing and thinning out our military all across. That's our defense. And you think about our economy. I mean, Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, has said that he wants to replace United States dollar as the dominant dollar. Mm-hmm. They want to replace it in IMF, the International Monetary Fund.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole thing. In fact, Kevin Friedman with Game Change said when he was interviewed that Russia asked permission, basically, the Chinese. Kevin Friedman was asked by the government to actually research what happened with the financial collapse.
Mm-hmm.
I won't try to make all this related for you. And discovered that Russia had something to do with that in 2008, mm-hmm. 2007. And they played some sort of a part. And you look at all this and say, you know, we are vulnerable.
Right.
We are vulnerable. A cyber attack right now, they said on one of the computers, that just a few seconds caused, I mean, millions, billions of dollars to be lost. I mean, just within a few seconds, because the computers just you know, start trading mm-hmm. automatically.
Right.
And so you look at the economy so fragile, and then we talked about the power grids all across the country that are totally exposed. They don't have any kind of, you know, security. A thin little fence surrounds them.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't suffered any, you know, mm-hmm. major attack. I mean, since 9/11. I mean, obviously 9/11, there's been other attacks that have happened, you know, Benghazi and different things that have happened around the country. But we're talking about something more crippling.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the mercies of God and not America's ability to protect herself.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pound our chest, but we have to cry out to God and recognize that it's God who's been so good to us in the midst of everything that we have done to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He's held back destruction. He's held back. Because let me tell you, I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how you have an Achilles.
Oh, yeah.
You have an Achilles heel. No matter how strong you are, there is a weak spot.
Mm-hmm.
And only God, see, God is your shield. He's the one that covers you. But when you tear down your shield, you disrespect your shield, you pull down the Ten Commandments and you take prayer out of school and you have no place for God, you are breaking away the shield and the protection of God that always existed on this country when it was founded. We have to get back to the original intent. One nation under God that serves God, that lives for God, and is humble.
Mm-hmm.
And is humble. You realize, man, you're vulnerable. We are a sitting duck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And our only hope is for us to repent. Get out of this foolishness. Get out of this sin. and said, what, listen, we don't want this. We don't want to lose our nation. We don't want to lose. There's so many. I mean, when you look at 55 plus million children that have been aborted since 1973, Roe versus Wade, is God winking at that?
Right.
Oftentimes people misunderstand God's mercy. They misunderstand God's mercy as weakness. They misunderstand God's mercy as maybe he just forgot. No.
Not hardly.
They misunderstand that God's mercy is patient. He's long-suffering. In fact, his word says, I wish that none would perish.
That's right.
That's God's desire. He doesn't want to see anyone perish. He doesn't want to see destruction. He is a loving God, a faithful father who wants his children to be in covenant relationship with him. But we will go through seasons and moments of judgment to bring us back. I look at Israel, and every single time that they would steer away from God, neglect the ways of God, they'd get in trouble again. Mm-hmm. And God had to deal with them. Every time. And, Steve, what you were talking about, all these different outpourings that have occurred in the country, you know, in our country, but really around the world, mm-hmm. with the first Great Awakening and the second Great Awakening, all the revivals that have happened in our, the ones that we're aware of,
right.
Asbury and Brownsville and the Azusa Street Revival in 1906. Let me tell you something. We can have a move of God. Raise your expectation.
Amen.
Raise your faith. We're living in that moment, in that season. I want to be like what they said about what the Bible says about King David. He served his generation well. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to leave it all in the on the field. Don't take anything back. Preach the gospel. Preach all of it, all the red letters, everything that Jesus said. It's time for people to give their hearts to God, to live for him, and to share. Share the love of God with every single person. Listen, you never know. Today may be your last day on earth. Live like it'll be your last day. What will you say? What will you do? Let me tell you something. Tell somebody about Jesus. He's wonderful. He's beautiful. And he's our only hope. But there is hope in him. Turn to him today.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.